Medical Center. I'll ring computer medicine.
Blood pressure is dropping. 100 over 60.
Medical Center. Dr. Lockyer. Report to cardiac over there.
Increase the hydrocortisone.
Red blanket. Red blanket.
It's a massive pulmonary embolus.
Ringing cardio care unit.
Carbon tetrachloride poison.
Start cardiac massage.
Aortic stenosis with probable insufficiency.
Dr. Horowitz, STAT.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. Jared Moore here on Thursday, the 5th day of October. The prep tip of the day is to work on your physical fitness. It's going to be different things for different people, whether you're a 20-year-old Marine or an 80-year-old grandmother. We all have limitations. Respect those limitations. Work within them. If you have underlying health issues, consult with your health care professional before you do anything strenuous. We have a patient Wayne DeGreen and my friend Dr. Lynn Horowitz. I refer to him as a man with his brain on fire, the author of, 24 or 25 books, more on the way. He has maybe two dozen websites. We give out a few just to get people started. And here they are. Listen carefully. WarAndWeThePeople.net, 528Radio.com. Great listening. 528Radio.com. I listen to it while I'm working. JudicialCorruptionNews.com. The next one, I do some shopping at myself. HealthyWorldStore.com. Then we have RevolutionTelevision.net. And next is MedicalVeritas.org. Good morning, Doctor.
Good morning, John. Always great to join you.
Always good to have you with us, sir. We have a researcher, a doctor, scientist, who is saying the following, that 100 million Americans have had heart damage because of the COVID-19 vaccination clot shots. Probably something that surprises you at all, and not surprising at all, is it, Doctor?
No. Now, we've been talking about this, and also nobody's talking about the, you know, except for us and a few others, the graphene. And I think that that's what's most menacing about these new vaccinations. And the officials are saying, oh, there's no graphene oxide in the Pfizer and Moderna vaccines. But I don't believe it, because why would we believe them? Everything they've told us has been a lie. And the science is very clear. You know, for the last decade, they've been advancing that technology, and it's the latest in what they call, quote, drug delivery, end quote. And the payload, that's what they call it also, the payload for injecting the mRNA to corrupt the DNA in the vaccinations, well, that's exactly how it gets in. You have a hydrogel, what they call a hydrogel, so that means water, hydro, and gel is gelatinous. It's a lipid-like or a fat-like substance. So they have a hydrogel that injects the graphene as well as the spike protein antigen, and then that's what really vaccines are. So you think about the other lie, the hugest lie, the most devastating lie in Earth's history, is that the vaccines are safe and effective.
Right.
But the fundamental issue, what's causing almost all of the diseases, almost all of them, aside from cancer, I have some questions about cancer, because cancer may be possibly induced from foreign genetic injections. But it's autoimmune reactions. The autoimmune reactions. And what's causing that is a similar thing that's causing the irritation of the blood vessel linings that are causing the microhemorrhaging. And that's largely, in my opinion, what is probably most reasonably causing the heart attacks. Because what happens when you inject people with foreign RNA, foreign DNA, foreign proteins from bacteria, viruses, fungus, yeast, chicken embryo, bovine fetal serum, monkey kidney tissues, and more, what happens is that those little proteins, they land on your own proteins in your own body. And let's say they land in your joint. it causes an immune reaction, immune response to that barn complex that's called an antigenic complex in medicine. And they're not talking about that. Nobody's talking about that. So watch television now. All of the diseases. I watched last night, there was a commercial on. I can't remember what drug that they were pushing. It was for both eczematous dermatitis as well as some neurological damage at the same time. Neurodegenerative, then inflammatory reaction on the skin. Well, that's a double whammy. You've got nerve damage and you've got skin inflammatory reactions, and it's all autoimmune, you see. It's autoimmune. Your own body, when you get injected, is literally forced then to react, to look at your own body as foreign, because now you've got a piece of a foreign protein, let's say, and your own host cell protein, it forms a little globular complex called an antigenic complex that your white blood cell bodyguards see as foreign. Right. And they do what God had intended. They mount an immune reaction against foreign invaders. And that is why all of the vaccines are hideously toxic, and they're causing more than 100 different forms now of autoimmune diseases. It's been skyrocketing for the last 30 years since vaccine era. And then on top of that, you have to deal with the cancers.
Right, right. Well, Robert Kennedy Jr. is now saying that there's 51% of American children have a chronic disease. Now, when you and I were children, probably maybe less than 5%, I would say maybe 2 or 3% of American children had a chronic disease. I attribute this to vaccines. How about you, doctor?
Yeah, that's right, John. And again, you can't, listen, we can't believe anything that they tell us. It's all a scam. And, you know, it goes back, why are the children so devastated? It went back to mercury toxicity.
Right.
You know, as a retired dentist, worked in dentistry for 16 years, and I was one of the first people in holistic dentistry working with Ziff, Sam Ziff, and Hal Huggins. These guys are my friends, and they did the first research in looking at the amount of methyl mercury, which is more toxic than mercury itself to the human body. And when you chew, even chewing gum, the silver fillings emit the mercury and goes into the brain. And now you've got neurological problems, a whole assortment of gut problems. And gee whiz, isn't that what we're looking at with the now devastation and what the children are suffering from mainly is this mercury toxicity that the officials are denying. They denied it in dentistry for years and years.
They still do. They still do. I had all my mercury amalgams removed 30 years ago. It was expensive. It wasn't fun, but I attribute my current health largely to that. You ready to take a call here, doctor?
Sure, John.
We have Lady J in Missouri. Good morning, Lady J.
Good morning. I would encourage everyone to listen to the most recent interview between Mike Adams and Celeste Solemn. I listened to her last night, and she is saying that this next pandemic is probably going to be digital. She is saying that they are using a combination of demonic influences to steal the souls of everyone who has a cell phone through those frequencies. She is saying it is possible to steal one's soul. And she cites Ezekiel chapter 13. And I did put my cell phones in a Faraday bag yesterday at the appointed time, and I slipped away to my property out in the country away from the 5G town that I live in. So when I came back yesterday and last night, everything was operating as it should. But this morning, my cell phone was completely shut off. And I am having to listen to John's show via my cell phone. I was able to get it back up and running. My computer is acting crazy, and I put that in a Faraday cage-like apparatus yesterday as well. So something is happening, but she says it's going to be digital. She says also the plan is to cavitate the bodies of humans and to put demonic spirits in the cavitated bodies. So she says that they were talking about 2030, but now they've upped the ante to 2025, when I guess they're going to be stealing everyone's souls in whatever fashion digitally. And I'm just sorry I couldn't give you more information, but I was not able to re-listen to her before I called in this morning because my computer is still acting crazy. So whatever happened where I'm concerned, it happened last night during my sleeping hours after I shut everything down. Okay. And that's all I have to say.
Okay, thank you for your call. I'm at Mike Adams' website. Mike's a friend of mine. I've been on his show many, many times, naturalnews.com. I'm not seeing the interview with Celeste on here, a casual look. But Celeste's been doing some good work. I respect her work, and people might want to check that out. It's certainly a matter of personal preference. Do you have any response, Doctor, before we move on?
Oh, John, it's I just sent you, in response to Lady Jane, a press release that just was prepared yesterday. The topic is precisely what my new book is about, actually. And it's called, the new book is called Spiritual Warfare, Salvation and Survival in the Age of Chaos. And its subtitle is AI, Frequency Weaponry, and Transhumanism Threatening Extinction. And the issue of the attack against the human soul and spirit, and directly against God in that way, is what the book goes into great detail discussing, analyzing, and then putting forth the requirements that we've got to become transparent about these issues and actually discuss them, because it goes to the fundamentals of who we are as human beings and the satanic agenda that is unfolding to literally suppress souls and spirits. And as we've talked about in the past, what is a soul? What is a spirit? It's energy. What is energy? It's pure electrons, negatively charged, alkalizing, antioxidating electrons. And so what does that mean when you start attacking it and destroying it with injections that have graphene and the graphene oxide, which is electron superconductors, you see? That's how the biotechnology is being invigorated, energized, because the graphene is a superconductor of these, literally the source of spirit. And that's why in past shows, you remember we've had a couple years ago, we had a woman call in and said she feels after getting vaccinated, she feels like she's now separated from God. Remember that, John?
Right. I recall that. I do recall that, yes.
Yeah, and we've had a number of people saying the same thing to me. And I'll tell you, there's reason for it. There's justification for it. And I'm coming out with a definitive text, heavily referenced with all the science as well as the, you know, political discussions on it. And I just sent you the press release.
I've got the press release right here in front of me. Yes, sir. Yep.
Okay. There you go. So I'm in agreement. I'm concerned about that as well.
I'll put this on my website. You got a question or comment, give us a call at 512-248-8252. So this is the book here is about to be published. How close is it?
I'm hoping by January 1st.
Okay. All right.
But the text is done. Graphics are going in. Cover design is complete. I'm very thankful that it's been progressing well.
And the title is Spiritual Warfare, Salvation, and Survival in the Age of Chaos.
Correct.
All right. That's great. I'm looking forward to reading it myself. And this will be, we lost track. What is it, 25 books, 26? Do you even know?
Yeah, it's about that. I haven't bothered to count. It's just like, I feel like God gives me an assignment and I just do it.
Okay. Well, I've only written one book, and I was working 60 to 80 hours a week. I had two editors, my wife and the former agent in charge of St. Louis FBI office, who graciously agreed to help edit the book. It's a book about personal protection, and we had some really interesting conversations about personal protection, to say the least. But he was very gracious to help me edit the book. It was a challenge. Writing a book was a challenge, and I certainly respect other authors who have that ability and have the time to do that. Doctor, what direction would you like to go next, sir?
Well, I was going to ask you, how's your new Rife machine coming? How's that working out?
Well, I don't own one myself. I don't have a great need for it. I'm a pretty healthy guy. I ran the 100-meter dash in competition 2 months ago. I use my energy clean every night. So I don't have a really critical need for any new technology. At some point, I'll probably get one, but I don't have one yet.
Oh, okay, because I thought last week you had advertised it that you're receiving another product, and I was actually interested
I'm offering the product for sale, but I'm not using it myself.
Oh, okay.
Right.
Yeah, well,
right.
That new Rife machine technology, see, that's one of the, in my opinion, the best ways to overcome these kinds of spiritual energetic risks, because now you're zapping. You know, you've got a phenomenon called entrainment that happens energetically. If you hit a human being with a certain pulse, let's say we're going to protect ourselves, like the reason I launched 528radio.com was to constantly be protected, surrounded by frequency 528, which is my opinion, my conclusion, the love frequency. So love, the universal healer. And if we're surrounded by that, it's difficult for any other competing frequency to have major impacts. And so there's a issue of coherence that our body then coheres and it entrains to the love frequency, which in my opinion is the source of all of the healing that the Holy Spirit administers. And the 528 frequency being the center of the what's called the musical mathematical matrix of divine design. That's the way God administers miraculously through various dimensions, everything universally. It's through a matrix, a musical mathematical matrix. And frequency dynamics within that matrix is really what's happening. That's the dynamics of the Creator's administration from the kingdom of heaven. Because, again, you go back to the Bible, Genesis 1:1 through 1:8 tells you, in the beginning there was the water, then the Holy Spirit, energy, divides the water from the water, into which the words, "Let there be light," was spoken, out pops the sun. And it says that between the water molecules, they call it the firmament, and it's also called heaven in the book of Genesis, right in the beginning. So we're dealing with the technology that is the Creator is sourcing from the domain called heaven, that the physics world says is the quantum field of possibilities. And then basically into that quantum field, into that heavenly domain, words, energy, frequencies are spoken, and then manifestation, miraculous manifestation happens. And that's what 528 is. It's the miracle frequency. Do, re, mi, mirror, gestorum in Latin, the miracle frequency of the original musical scale. And you think about spirit, gee whiz, Jesus goes to John and tells everybody, you know, you're talking about a Messiah, go to see John. What does John do? John the Baptist, he baptizes you in water so that Holy Spirit comes in and you're refreshed, you're born anew in the Spirit. And that's
right.
Salvation.
That's right. We have a break. Call number is 512-248-8252. We'll be right back.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit drinksupertea.com. The first word is drink, spelled D-R-I-N-K, then the word super, then the word tea. The complete website is drinksupertea.com or call us at 818-965-9113, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-965-9113. DrinkSuperTea.com.
Attention, freedom-loving patriots. Are you ready to dive deep into the principles that founded our great nation? Join me, Peter Serafin, and the Institute on the Constitution as we light the way to a brighter future with the Liberty Lighthouse Classroom. At liberty-lighthouse.com/classroom, you'll find a treasure trove of online courses on the U.S. Constitution, carefully crafted to empower you with knowledge to defend your rights and liberty. Whether you're a student, a history enthusiast, or just a concerned citizen, these courses are for you. Gain a comprehensive understanding of our Constitution's principles, the wisdom of our founding fathers, and how to apply them in today's world. As a special offer to our freedom-loving listeners of Republic Broadcasting Network, use coupon code RBN at checkout and get 20% discount on any course. Join the Liberty Lighthouse Classroom and be a part of the movement to uphold the values that have made our nation exceptional. Unleash the power of knowledge and protect what truly matters, our Constitution. Visit liberty-lighthouse.com/classroom today. Don't miss this incredible opportunity. Use code RBN for 20% off. Together, we'll be the beacon of freedom our founding generation envisioned. Liberty Lighthouse Classroom, illuminating minds, empowering patriots.
Did you know the IRS publicly admits that income tax is collected by voluntary compliance? Get the information you need to help you avoid income tax with these five easy steps. All you have to do is go to avoidincometax.com to get your five easy steps on how to avoid the IRS income tax. Escape the IRS. Let avoidincometax.com help you. We guarantee our five easy steps or your money back. Go to avoidincometax.com.
There's a point, 7,000 RPM, where everything fades. The machine becomes weightless, just disappears. And all that's left is a body moving through space and time. 7,000 RPM, that's where you meet it. You feel it coming, creeps up on you close in your ear. Ask you a question, the only question that matters. Who are you?
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. This hour is sponsored by the Energy Cleaner. The Columbus Day sale of Energy Cleaners is in effect right now until midnight the 9th. That would be $25 off Energy Cleaners, 25% off mattress pads, and an additional 5% off the entire order if you place your order using PayPal at thelibertyman.com. We have with us Dr. Lynn Horowitz. If you want to get started with his work, just go to waronwethepeople.net. I say again, waronwethepeople.net. Let's continue, Doctor.
Yeah, so basically, the water is not only that superconductive. You see, water superconducts light and sound, and that's the basis of genetic expression. So I've said that DNA is your antenna to God, and it operates mainly
And this goes back to the graphene poison in the vaccines. Because remember I said graphene is a superconductor of energy, electron energy. And it's a hydrogel. It's a water-based substance that permits it to actively operate to do exactly what Lady Jane was talking about. And so now you've got this understanding, water and love. Water is also the universal solvent. Love is the universal healer. And so this, and music is the universal language, and music is frequency. So we're putting together with the full understanding of what salvation of a soul, soul against spirit, energy, electron frequency, in love, which is what Yeshua, Jesus' ministry was all about, saving souls. How did Jesus save souls? By through faith and trust, examples, demonstration of the power of love, power of faith that can move mountains. You save souls, and that's the essence of the book, is basically now looking at when St. John the Baptist baptized Jesus, it was the baptism that was literally associated with the hymn to St. John the Baptist, which was suppressed by the Roman Catholic Church, as well as the frequencies of the music were suppressed by the Levitical priesthood. So they were all corrupted, and they suppressed that intelligence, just like there's censorship today. There was censorship back then, and they censored the original musical scale by which the hymn to St. John the Baptist was sung. And the third note of that is 528. And in fact, in the section of the Bible, it's in the book of Numbers, chapter 7, verses 12 through 83. There's a repeating series of verses. It's bizarre, actually. When you read that section of the Bible, most people would think, what the heck is this talking about? I'm not going to be paying any attention to this. And they move on, right? So you miss over the repeating verse numbers, of which the 528 code, it's encoded, it's an encrypted section of the Bible. The verse numbers decree the 528, identify the 528. And what is the verse numbers talking about? It's the gold, the highest, most precious offering to the holiest of holies is what the gold is representing in the book of Numbers. And of course, that was written by Moses, but it was the priests, the scribes of the priests, that then created the King James Bible in the 1500s, after they created the Greek Septuagint. King James Bible comes after the Greek Septuagint, and the Greek Septuagint had the verse numbers in it for the first time. So that's where we now have the history of censorship involved in suppressing souls, suppressing spirits. And that's why the Roman Catholic Church censored about 150 Gregorian chants, the most spiritually uplifting chants. And take a look at today, what's taking place. The amount of ignorance, the degeneration of civilization through censorship, through mass media mind control, directing people into dissonance and divisiveness rather than unity, rather than love and appreciation. This is a satanic agenda. No question about it.
Doctor, we got a caller and holder. We got Dave in New York, almost out of time before the break here. Dave, go ahead.
Hi, John and Leonard. It's very interesting. I was at a place where I met a student who I had known long back, 40-some years ago. The guy was reliable. All these people are reliable, and I'm trying to preach to these people and find out what they think. Now, he's in the medical field, directly treating patients. And I'll tell you what he said after the break. Well,
okay, hold on to the break here, Dave.
Yeah, we'll that break is coming. Yeah.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
John Moore's private consultations are the most comprehensive services available any place, anywhere in the world. They're available now and provide valuable knowledge and information that protects an individual, family, or group. We provide clarity, focus, and information for you and your associates for any situation. We have just the right knowledge, just the right information from just the right professionals. Schedule your consultation for your family or group now. Contact us at thelibertyman.com. That's thelibertyman.com. Once again, thelibertyman.com.
Here's some interesting news. Due to all the recent claims about possible nuclear wars, viruses, solar flares, and civil unrest, people are scrambling to prepare and stockpile food. But the one thing out of reach for many is an underground bunker. Until now. Because you can now have a 3D printed underground bunker in just one day. An excavator digs a hole in your backyard, and 3DBunkers.com shows up in a small truck and sets up their 3D printer under a tent completely undetected. They can print as many rooms as you want at a fraction of the cost compared to traditional metal bunkers. 3D Bunkers uses polymer concrete, which is 5 times stronger than regular cement. YouTube 3DBunkers.com and watch the video. The creators of 3D Bunkers is looking for a business partner that can help bring this technology to the world. And we need to protect our way of life without living in fear. Contact Brad at 3DBunkers.com for more details or visit 3DBunkers.com.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Fix bayonets.
Liam Eden and Nicole Colgren. Many men have gone.
All right, we're back. My website is thelibertyman.com. A lot there. The COVID panel alone has more than 200 articles and videos by world-class scientists and doctors that will help you educate yourself. The Columbus Day Sale on Energy Cleaners is in effect right now until midnight the 9th. That's $25 off Energy Cleaners, 25% off mattress pads, and an additional 5% off the entire order if you place your order using PayPal at thelibertyman.com. Visiting with Dr. Lynn Horowitz. You want to get started with his work, just go to waronwethepeople.net. I say again, waronwethepeople.net. Get started with Dr. Horowitz's work. And Dave from New York, let's continue with your comments, sir.
Yes, Leonard. So we have feet on the ground, a guy who's alert and honest, I believe. I've known him way back. And this is what his testimony was related to the hospital admissions and things. During the last major surge, winter of 21 through 2022, 70 to 79% of hospital admits due to COVID-related illness, and he says admits for other reasons but tested positive for COVID were not included. He says, So he's saying 70 to 79% of hospital admits were unvaccinated. And he says vax rates in the county were 40 to 50% at the time. He says a rise in percentage of these admits that were vaccinated was seen in January 2022, and the majority of these had not had the booster. So I think Delta was still around then, and that was probably the most severe thing, that strain that was around then. I know someone who I think died from that, or with it. he was in bad shape. But this is very interesting that, and it goes along the lines that Kevin Stillwagon has said, that having the circulating antibodies in your system will reduce symptomatic illness. And there's some questions I need to ask him further to clarify on some of this and to get some other information. But Leonard, did you have any comment on this or questions that maybe I should be asking further to this fellow?
You're going to have to review John and Michael archives that go back a couple years, John. What do you think, right? We've gone into depths of every aspect of this, haven't we?
We have over the years. Yeah.
Well, wait a second. You guys haven't talked at all about this guy's 100,000 population county and his hospital and whatever shot they got there. You see, things may be different in different places also.
Well,
you know, that's more related to the side effects that he says he's not even seeing. So this is foot on the ground information that I'm open to. It's part of our data set.
Yeah, for sure. And I'm sure that it's relevant and maybe even do a science publication on the data. But the fundamental issue is, are the vaccines inducing illness, and are people who are not getting vaccinated putting the rest of the population at risk, as was alleged? I think that's ridiculous.
Well, no, that's the opposite, and I told him that, and I think he might have even admitted that the asymptomatic carriers were the ones who had the antibodies which suppressed their symptoms, and still their nasopharynx concentration was as high as the others, as Fauci had even admitted, amazingly. But I think the problem here is that these guys are seeing one side of the argument. They're only seeing one side, and they're basing the reality on that. And the aggregate data, as you are referring to, is showing other damages that he isn't even seeing. But I'm going to ask him again about this, and then eventually I'm going to feed him some information. But first I want to get his testimony unperverted. You know what I mean? Pure testimony.
Well, here's the issue. The foundational issue is risk-benefit analysis. You see, what the scam
not the is issue,
based
Leonard.
On.
The issue is these guys, you can't change their mind. They're already going in this direction. That's the bigger issue.
Well, that's indicative of the psychological operations, the psyops. These are,
right.
You know, these are mind-controlled slaves. They're idiots, frankly, because, again, in public health, I mean, I went to Harvard. I got a master's in public health from Harvard, and I studied with some fantastic professors. And the bottom line for public health was that you must do a risk-benefit definitive study before you come out with any policy. So the policy of injecting people with anything, vaccines or drugs, you must first do an in-depth risk-benefit. What are the diseases that it may cause versus what are the benefits you might gain? And to date, not one vaccine, not one, has ever gone through a definitive risk-benefit study. So it's all, excuse my French, BS. It's bullshit. Everything they're telling us is a lie, because fundamentally they have neglected, recklessly neglected. And in fact, it's maliciously from the level of the drug cartel, it is a beyond reckless, it's malicious. They want to depopulate the population.
But let me tell you one other thing he said. I mentioned hydroxychloroquine and ivermectin, and he said, well, all the studies show that hydroxychloroquine didn't work. He said this in a public table. There were 12 people there.
And I didn't contest that greatly. I did a little bit, but all those studies were perverted. So they gave the zinc late, or they didn't give the zinc, or they gave the hydroxychloroquine after the virus had grown up. I mean, but he doesn't know this. He didn't look more than a millimeter deep. And so I just have to slowly open people's eyes, just like Dr. Bill Deagle said. Maybe you've heard him say that before, John. You had to pry people's eyes open. And you got to just go soft and easy and just give them something that's going to make them see something. That's all I can hope to do, you know? So.
Well, that's nice. You know, it's I honor your decision to do it that way. I haven't done it that way. Modus operandi is to whack people over the head with the truth that shall set them free. And if they don't want to look at it, that's their problem.
Well, exactly. That was my approach, but that approach never worked. I'm much like that, Leonard, but it doesn't work for me. So thanks a lot.
Well, you know, but the good news, it probably works with some. And
that's who we're saving.
We're going to witness. I think most of us would agree, given the crisis that we're facing, the degeneration is going to lead to depopulation, massive depopulation, massive die-off. And that's in the book of Revelation. This is the Great Tribulation. This is the Armageddon period. And so we're not going to save everybody. And trying to pry people's eyes open has never worked for me. You know, I just like to just whack them over the head, and they get a chance to choose whether they want the intelligence or reject the intelligence. And it's their own maturation. It goes back to Lady Jane and the whole question of is this an attack against our souls and spirits? And if it is, again, you got to define what a soul and spirit is. And you've got to define what saving a soul means. And then you've got to look at what is this contribution to saving souls that consciousness and awareness and choice, intelligent choice making, that's based on faith in God, not faith in science. It's based on faith in God. And that's what you need to have in order to have a soul relate to God. And then the soul is evolving. We talked on this show a couple times already about Dr. Vernon Nepi and Edward Close, two mathematical geniuses who've been publishing proof of God's existence, but in this realm, the soul's continuation after death. So if we're going to define the soul as energy and then say that it is basically exactly what the Bible is talking about, what Jesus is talking about, eternal salvation. The soul is eternally saved when you accept Yeshua, when you are engaging in love, when you honor God, and you have faith in the relationship, then the relationship opens up, and your soul is going to be not only protected, but evolving. And so that now...
I appreciate that you use the correct name, Yeshua, which is very interesting.
That's because I'm Jewish.
Well, there's a lot of other people that need to learn this, I think, Leonard. Well, it's not ultimately limiting, but it's really,
it's a defect. Well, you see, as years ago, as a Jew who accepted Yeshua as my Lord and Savior, in a sense, again, what does that mean, Lord and Savior? It means the same basic thing as God, as your essence of appreciation for God. But what does the name mean? See, you know, everything is really, the names are very important. Yeshua literally translated from Hebrew, means God saves, the Creator saves.
Yes.
You know, so how do I reconcile that as a Jew? How do I accept Jesus? Why do I accept Jesus as a Jew? Why did I become a Messianic Jew? Because you said it all makes sense. Love is the great universal healer, and that the mission and ministry that God was challenged to administer to the people. You see, Moses had failed. He was very sad when he died. You had sinners, basically, that was it, you know? And so God now, what is God going to do? He's got to send a model. He's got to present human beings with another human being, the Prince of Peace, to demonstrate the power of God, faith, and love. And that's, in my opinion, why I think that, you know, unless the Christian community internationally understands that, then this rift between Jews and Gentiles is going to continue to be a source of aggravation. And I think it was on a couple weeks ago I mentioned on this show that we're never given the real culprits in the globalization depopulation agenda. We're always given front men, like Bill Gates is a front man, you know, and Joe Biden is a front man for deep state. These are all deep state agents.
It you probably isn't even Joe Biden either. It's a fake Biden, probably. But go ahead.
But yeah. At any rate, the point is that the demons that are administering this genocide, this pan-genocide on humanity, they are literally demonically possessed, and they're criminal psychopaths that justify depopulating. They come up with all sorts of great reasons. Oh, we have environmental pollution. Oh, we have too many mouths to feed. But fundamentally, they don't ever.
But I see lots of people are adopting this and accepting this, just regular people I talk to.
Well, that's the same
thing. It's very powerful.
That's the same issue that I have with the general Christian community and the general Jewish community and the general Muslim community. People have been dumbed down. Again,
yes.
Even the languages that we speak. I mean, Hebrew is one of the three sacred languages because vibrationally it reflects natural integrity and how the Creator works through the spoken word, sound, frequencies. The science is called cymatics. Cymatics. Cymatics is the study of the effects of sound on matter. So we're in a three-dimensional physical realm. We're manifesting as human beings, as incarnated spirits and souls that are evolving and ideally being saved through righteousness, right action, and great decision making. And honestly, the best way to do it is to honor God. It's like, again, look at King David, you know, look at the book of Psalms, look at the beauty in the writings and the heartfelt love for the Creator that demonstrated how you can go against Goliath and win. The power in that. And gee whiz, there's so many beautiful things, revelations that come about when one grasps the truth. Now, what Jesus said, I am the truth. Wow.
Right.
I am the truth and the life. He's the truth and the life. Wow.
Exactly, so, Leonard. There's a very important point here. They call this the truth network. No, this is a network which says things that are true and some things that are not true, I'm sure. But the truth is an elevated word for God only. And he has the overall view, and that is the truth, not our viewpoint based on limited information. Like this guy who has only limited information and is from his hospital. I mean, isn't that correct? The truth is a name for Christ as the way and the life.
Yeah. Yes. Okay. And the embodiment of truth was what God said he has to demonstrate to human beings. And so we have Jesus. Jesus was created for that purpose, in my humble opinion.
Okay. Dave, we appreciate the call. We need to move on.
Thank
Our
you.
Next caller is Catherine in Maine. Good morning, Catherine.
Hi, John. Hi, Dr. Horowitz. John, I just emailed you a song that Dr. Horowitz, I think you would really appreciate this song. It's called Mad as a Hatter. And, John, the version I sent is one of the most stunning. They're singing about their uncle and their grandmother. But all the dentists I know have gotten a copy of that song, and they love it because it's the fear of dentists and mercury toxicity, you know, the Mad as a Hatter syndrome. And Larkin Poe is the group, but the Gramophone Armageddon posting of the live version at the convent, I've never heard a song more emotionally intense than that one that they sing, these girls. I've been listening to them for years, and they've gotten popular lately, but it's a great, great performance. And I think for me, it's fall, the leaves are turning red, and I'm just grateful that I'm at peace with my maker, because I feel like we're climbing Mount Everest after Mount Everest. I have never been heard and given the respect out of the successful people, in quotes. They get, you know, they get their knickers in a twist over anything, and I just kind of laugh at them. I'm like, man, they're not going to last 10 minutes, because life in the trenches is difficult. And if this can happen to me, it can happen to anyone, because I'm not a dum-dum, and I didn't, you know, dig my own grave here. But I think it's important that, Dr. Horowitz, you have credentials. I was denied those denied health care for graduate school. So we have to be very careful, because we can't do what you do, because that's a good way to get yourself into some real hot water.
Catherine, thank you for your call. We have our last break. We'll be right back.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
Hello, hello, hello from beautiful Colorado. My name is Samuel Jung Kay, and I am currently the lead Shilajit hunter and master herbalist for Colorado Shilajit Company. In this video series, I will be discussing what we believe is the greatest of all adaptogenic superfoods and the single greatest natural healing remedy gifted to us by Mother Earth. I think you too will become as excited by this incredible substance called Shilajit as we were and are after our discovery of this amazing gift right here in beautiful, colorful Colorado. You may already know Shilajit by other names: Shilajit, Momio, Momi, Mami, Mineral Pitch, Asphaltum, and others. Shilajit literally translates to destroyer of weakness and conqueror of mountains. Shilajit has been in use for thousands of years and is considered as the highest valued cure-all of any earthly substance.
Look for the gold mountain and medical symbol logo in banners on republicbroadcasting.org to watch the full video and see more information. Use code GORBN when ordering. That's G-O-R-B-N.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855, the number 2, keep it today.
Company will fix bayonets! Fix! Bayonets! Attention!
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. Doctor, we're going to see if we can squeeze one last caller in here. John in Texas, almost out of time, John.
Hello, Dr. Horowitz. I have a question about another supposedly bogus document called the, the Priory of Science. You know what?
Yes.
It's called the Dossier Secret. Have you heard of that? It has to do with a certain man named Pierre Plantard, who later was determined to, it was determined also to have been a hoax, just like the Elders of Zion document, the protocols of Zion. Well, this one is the Dossier Secret, and it claims that Plantard, he claimed to be a direct descendant of the Merovingian and was the next rightful heir to the throne of France. And it was determined in court, he said he admitted it was a hoax, but when you actually look at the contents of the document, it actually seemed to have some basis in truth, at least. And there is one person in particular, Pierre Poisson, who was an artist who created who painted a picture called the Shepherds of Arcadia, which is mentioned in one of Robert Anton Wilson's novels. And it's a collage of images which are landmarks in the area of a village called Rennes-les-Châteaux. You know about that, and Henry Lincoln and the Holy Blood, Holy Grail.
Vaguely.
We're almost out of time here, John. If you got a question, let's hear it. We got almost done.
All right. What is going on about that one? Do you believe that there ever was such of an organization as the Priory of Sion? And what is the, what are your feelings about the Merovingians and their possible machinations to return to the rule of Europe and their possible connection to being the bloodline which will bring forth the Antichrist?
Well, it may be actually so because of the work of the secret societies and the way in which the cryptocracy, which is the oligarchy, the global industrialists that are pushing this, again, they're behind the scenes. They're like the Wizard of Oz behind the curtain. They're pushing people like Bill Gates, and they are the big money people, and they're the big control people, and they're working with the sacred knowledge. See, it's the Merovingians that had in the Magi. Look at the Star of Bethlehem. Look at the work and the presence of the three Levitical priests. They were Magi, the term magician. Well, what gives them the magical powers is this sacred, secreted knowledge. This is the Pythagorean mystery school mathematics that upon which Freemasonry is based. When you start to dig deep, you get to the creative technology. And that's what this is all about. They're using the creative technology at the highest levels, which is satanic sorcery. They're using it to kill people and control the planet. So I think that there's some basis for what you're saying.
Doctor, thank you very much. We're out of time. We'll have you back next Thursday. We appreciate it.
Thank you, John. God bless.
Okay. Top of the hour break. We'll be back with my friend Brady, the production here over at Liberty Rock and Heaters.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from Simply Clean Foods, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters.
Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on long-term food storage in the rotating sponsors banners to support RBN.
Simply Clean Foods. Do it today.
This is RBN. The Republic Broadcasting Network.